Okay, now we're in the miscellaneous three, and I'd like you to open your books to this, please. Miscellaneous 3. Now, first of all, we have the adjective one. And there are three genders possible. Masculine and neuter go according to the third declension. Heis, henus, heni, henna. So we've got a tie wapper here because we've got heis, henus, heni, henna. And in the neuter, hen is the basic stem, so it uses that. Hen, henus, heni, hen. Now, for the feminine, mi'a, note that it syncopates also like gine. Mi'a, mi'as, mi'a, mi'an. So it doesn't go mi'a, mi'as, mi'a, mi'an, but it syncopates back and forth. Now, that's interesting with that feminine, mi'a, it's a completely different stem. I have no idea what the explanation for that is. That should be so different. Yeah. Well, yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, that's true. All right. All right, bits. How do you form the plurals? Very good. Very good. You don't have plurals of one. You have dua. Good. Huh? The ones who. Those are not ones. Those are the folks who. Right. Yeah, we don't mean ones. We don't mean ones. The people. Yeah. Well, I'm not even sure we mean that. I don't know. Now, take a look at paragraph B3. This is actually what's important about this. Often, u or me is compounded to these forms with a d or a de in between to produce no one or no thing. U dice, blep I me, blepo u den. See, so that's no one sees me, I see no thing, nothing. We say nothing but no thing. Probably 3/4 of the uses of the number one are in these compounds with u. U dice, no. I know no one. Gnosko udena. Udena. So if I wanted to say, I know nobody, I know no one, it's udena. U plus. Now, you know where it says that it uses d or de? When would you use de? With mi'a. Ude mi'an. I know no woman. U no one in the sense of no woman is ude mi'an, like that.